Good morning, beautiful souls. Today is October 20th, and I'm walking on my way to our Crystal Vibes shop. And yeah, I feel like I just wanted to be with you, to speak, so then I could feel grounded, as some of your guys probably know. My brother Maurice transitioned. Good morning. He passed away on the 18th, which is like so surreal. I just wanted to speak from the experience, so whoever is listening here can feel connected to how the spirit world is so amazing. Like, how do I start? Okay, so we've learned about Maurice's cancer of the lungs around September 20th, and my brother Michael flew to LA because Maurice lives in LA. And he spent some time. We all grew up together. There's 10 of us, and I'm number 10. So Maurice and I were very close, 2 years apart. So in Los Angeles, my brother Marty, so imagine I have 6 brothers. And my brother Marty was kind of like the, you know, the one that's super helpful, supportive, close to Maurice's end days. He's been taking him out every Saturday, going for lunch, buying his things. And they just bonded, eating lunch every Saturday and taking him out of the group home where he was living for 20 years, I guess. So I feel like telling a story about Maurice's life story actually heals me, because there's a lot of synchronicity with a collective that is grieving for the souls, for the victims, and for people that are suffering in Israel and Palestine. So it's like a part of the personal grief that I'm going through. It's a part of the collective grief that our consciousness is going through. So telling a story of my brother's life, how I perceived it and experience it, would probably be a space to honor his soul, his bright star, his bright light. And yeah, so I'm gonna start all over again. So growing up in the Philippines, the two of us with my other brother Michael, so 2 years apart with the three of us, I was like their secretary. So I remember we played cards, like those, you know, like Pokemon cards, but they're not. They're like, I think, soldiers cards. And they will win, and I will be their treasurer, put them all together in a box. So I would follow them wherever they are. So I was like a tomboy. And I would climb trees. Every day we were going to the beach because we live close to the ocean. So it was just really a fantastic childhood. But because we're 10 siblings, you know, everybody's vying for attention. And Maurice, as a number 9, according to the story of my mother, when he was born, my mother literally lost her eyesight. So she was blind for a few days. So it feels like right at the get-go in the childbirth, there's already metaphors, like symbols, you know, that there's something happening here in the street, some angry person. Anyway, so after that childbirth, during our childhood, we were playing in the street. We always play in the street. And one of the accidents happened. The car was backing up and hit my brother's body and caused fracture of his foot. So I saw the accident as a child, probably around 8 years old, and he's 10. And it just dawned on me that I never really had any emotional or mental therapy during the time. I was just crying and singing and dancing for Maurice because I wanted to elevate his sadness. He's, you know, he's isolated, he couldn't walk. He had a cast. And I gave him my piggy banks. I used to have a small piggy banks every day of the week, so I have 7. And I literally just gave it all to him as I felt compassion and kindness towards his condition. So those were amazing days. Like literally, I felt my heart open for compassion and for the suffering of my brother. And as we were growing up as teenagers, he was kind of lost in the void and used drugs as his medicine. And he was, for some reason, he was driving and he got stopped by the police and got beaten up and also bullied, you know, without knowing that my father was actually connected to the politics. And my father was gonna take those police in court, but it didn't happen because the police, they all went to ask forgiveness to my brother and my father. So again, another trauma to his mental health, to Maurice, that wasn't really dealt with. There was no therapy, no healing. So when we left Manila, we migrated in Los Angeles. He was 19, I was 17. We part ways because I got married really young, at 19. And he just went down that void of drugs. And there was no help. By the time he was living with my mom until he was in his 40s, and just really kind of became dependent, right? And so that was his life. But the point of this story is, when we were small, there was an incident, like we used to daydream, and we were lying in the ground watching the stars, and he said to me, I could see the pyramid, we're in pyramid, and the capstone is open, and we could see the bright stars shining through us. It was so profound that I kept that in my memory, in remembering him. And today, this morning, it just came back to me about this memory. So I'm just here in the shopping mall, just to ground myself before I go to our shop. And that memory of the pyramid and me, Maurice, looking at the stars, and he's envisioning the capstone is open and we were looking at the stars brightly shining upon us. So that is like this metaphor now that I'm feeling about his passing to the spiritual domain. So I'd like to take you to a story about the day he died. Nobody knew, because he was in the group home and my brother Marty was in Manila. But that day, on the 18th, there was this incessant thought of me looking for the picture of Maurice and I when we were teens and attending the wedding of my brother. So I look at my photos and I found it. And I literally posted that to my family's thread, which is like all of us in Facebook gathered in Messenger. And as I posted that at midnight, I couldn't sleep until 3 in the morning, and I just felt this deep sadness. And I got the message from my brother Marty that the hospice called and he passed. And in the dream, I had a dream of our family reunions, like all the dead people in my family. We're together, and my brother was pissed off about the fire. He found the fire, and literally Maury's body was being cremated because nobody in the family was there to contact, and they just went along with what's written in the protocol. So here the dream is so amazing that it connects me to what is going to happen. So it's like a warning that something big is happening. And I just felt, so connected to him and his soul. And today I got up and I was asking Archangel Jeremiah and Azrael to please guide him towards the light, and to open his book of life with Archangel Metatron. And as I was cleansing the showers, water, I felt this strength of Archangel Michael, that literally I needed another bright star for me to be strongly grounded, so then I could also do my work as a messenger here in our Mother Earth. So, yeah, I just take it one day at a time and know that we never die. We die in this body, but our soul is so eternal and free from the bondage, from this dimension of material, and that we can always connect to our loved ones wherever they are, whatever you're doing. It is the part of being a cosmic soul. Well, thank you so much for listening, and I'm gonna update you to what's happening. And it was another wild ride, because Darkness into Light, the book that I created about my son's death, Theo, is going to launch for free in Kindle tomorrow and Sunday. And lo and behold, the books are actually here. They arrived on the day Maurice passed away. So it's like all these angels, the spirit, are around, and we just have to really recognize the infinity of our soul. Thank you for listening, and thank you so much for the love and comforting words that I'm receiving through the social media. I'm not really talking. I'm just leaving like a message to my family or to my goddesses and to you, because I feel connected that you know my life story and that we are whole here together. Sending compassion to those who are suffering, to thousands of souls that are leaving us. Yeah. Namaste.